Hey everybody, welcome back to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology, where we are talking to Ohio State recruiting targets from around the country. Today, we're talking with Christian Gray, a 2023 cornerback from St. Louis, Missouri, who has been recruited hard by Ohio State, but obviously will be affected by some coaching changes that have taken place within the Buckeyes program. So I wanted to get Christian on and get a chance to get his thoughts on the latest with the Buckeyes and everything else in his recruitment. So let's get to it. Okay, Christian Gray is here with us. Just met high school, St. Louis, the country's number 15 ranked cornerback. And the last time I saw you, Christian, was about 2 weeks ago in San Antonio. You were one of the 700 or 800 kids there at the National Combine. Why does a kid who is one of the top 20 players at your position nationally feel the need to go to a combine event like that? What do you gain out of that?
What I gain out of that is just hard work and going against the best of the best and just getting better and better every day. And just to be humble and just go against other people, other good kids that people say they are good, they're better. And so I just wanted to go against them. So I just wanted to have a little bit of fun and just go against the best of the best.
No, it's interesting. Heck, we're going on now 2 years since I first saw you at a camp in Columbus, as a true freshman there at SMET. And, you know, how have these last 2 years been for you? Do you think that the recruiting process has been what you expected? I mean, has it been eye-opening in some ways? Has it been surprising in others? What have you taken out of these first 2 years?
What I take out of it is just like mostly it's just humbleness and just giving all glory to God, because really I knew these days would come, and I just prepared myself for them, and I prayed every day, worked out every day, try to work hard, be better than everybody, even through like the rains, cold weather in St. Louis. It's just gotta be better. Just gotta go through that hard life going against like best of the best, and just you getting better every time. So
it's
it's just been great. So
and obviously, being from St. Louis, from DeSmet High School, that's where Ohio State, you know, landed J.K. Johnson from. It's a program there that has been pretty efficient in producing college and Division I players in the last few years. Have you been able to keep up with JK and kind of get an idea of what he's going through in college? And has that helped you, mentally prepare for what's next for you?
Yes, I have been communicating with JK, and he has been talking to me about how to like prepare for college, prepare as a true freshman, because some days like it'll be hard, some days it would like just be overwhelming. And I have been talking to Cam Brown about it. He said, yeah, it'll be hard, but you got to, like, keep working consistently, like, every day. Like, even from high school, you just got to keep working. Then you're going to get on that field and play. So,
I think a lot of the guys who are being recruited right now around the country, like yourself, are starting to see perhaps the other side of college football a little bit more in the last month or two. The business side of it, with all the coaching changes that have happened, obviously that's happened at Ohio State. Kerry Combs, who was recruiting you very aggressively for the Buckeyes, and now at Cincinnati. Ryan Day, who's been a part of your recruitment, has to bring in two other defensive backs coaches. Neither one of them, Tim Walton, nor Perry Eliano, have you spoken to yet. But what's been the message from Ryan Day for you, now that these changes have happened?
Just keep communicating, keep talking. And just keep working every day, just trying to be better, and like just keep talking to Coach Day, and just and everything will work out fine. And just you got to, because all the changes, I experienced change for myself at my school. My head coach left. I was really close with him, and it's just business, and like what you really can do is just adapt, basically, and just feel like, okay, it's a reason why they brought him in, so I'm just going to trust Coach Day with that, and we'll talk to him and be cool with him. So yeah.
I think it's obviously interesting because we're talking about the business side of college football. Robert Steeples, who was your head coach at DeSmet, left last year to go work for the Minnesota Vikings, and now he's at LSU a year later working for Brian Kelly and the Tigers. On Tuesday, he offered you a scholarship at LSU or helped, open that door for you there. Brian Kelly, who was recruiting you pretty hard at Notre Dame, now Marcus Freeman's there at Notre Dame. Does this all this stuff sort of force you, Christian, to take a step back and say, hey, maybe I don't need to worry about a decision as fast as I was thinking before? Or, I mean, how does this just affect your whole mindset?
What if it, like, how it affects me is just a process, really. It's just, I just got to trust God with it, because I can't really force anything, just like lay back or anything. Just, I just got to stay myself and just stay calm with it and just trust God with the process. And one day I'll just announce the school that I'll go to, and it'll just be like that.
No, because nothing really changes about what you're looking for in a school, right? I mean, all these other things can change, but for you and players like yourself, the focus has to remain the same. What is it that is most important to you and your mom as you start to look ahead, you know, in a school? What are the things that are really the most important for you?
It'll be like education, basically. Because in our household, it's always going to be education. Well, it's going to be God first, then education. And then that's basically what I see more in the school, and football after it, because football comes after everything, because education is first and key. So,
no books, no ball, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, as you start to look ahead here over these next few months, what's on the docket for you? Where do you want to go visit? You know, I guess, does Cincinnati become a team that you want to look into more now with Kerry Combs there? And, you know, just what do you think changes for you in these next few months?
I think just basically the recruiting process really changes everything. Just who contacts me and just who texts me, and just really, because all the changes with the coaching staff, just it just becomes different. And just basically other people recruiting you, and then just like, it's, that's what it's basically.
No, you've been to Ohio State a couple times. You went there for a game in October. You camped there in the summertime. You know, what schools have you not been to that you feel like you need to get to, you know, before you can feel comfortable making a decision?
LSU. Yeah.
So LSU now. I mean, how was that? How was that conversation with Coach Steeples? You know, when he calls you and says, "Hey, guess what, Christian? I'm coming back to college ball." Like, does that? Do the eyes, you know, go huge saucers? I mean, what is that like?
I was very, very happy. I was really excited for him because all the things that me and Coach Steve has been through, is just, I'm really excited for my coach. And when he told me, hey, Christian, guess what? You got on. So I was like, whoa, like, because I never thought it could, like, happen, because it's just that I really – was not like prepared for that. So yeah. I was like, wow, this is just wow, like amazing.
You know, I think, you know, for people who are looking at the outside looking in view of the recruiting process, again, Brian Kelly was very involved with you and recruiting you hard at Notre Dame. Kerry Cooks from Oklahoma was one of the guys who was recruiting you hard. He's now at LSU as well. Like, how much has just your entire recruitment been turned upside down in these last few weeks?
It's just like flipped, you know. It's just like all the schools that I liked, and just me and my grandpa always used to watch, it just flipped, and it's like, whoa, that's still amazing. And just like it's like on a good way on a flip. So like it just felt amazing. So
yeah, I mean, it's, you watching like Lincoln Riley, for example, who obviously was recruiting you at Oklahoma, and now USC offered you 2 days ago, and now LSU. Like, there's a lot of doors that open up, and you have to try to figure out, you know, which one you want to walk through. But is there, obviously, your mom, your grandfather, I mean, who, you know, now Coach Steeples involved, who are the people that really have guided you over these last 2 years to kind of get you in the right headspace for all this?
It's definitely a lot of people. So first, I would name God, and just I'll just name my mom, my sister, my grandma, my grandpa, Coach Steeples, Coach Greg, Coach Trevor. All, it's just a lot of people who guided me and just prepared me for this. And like from the day one of my mom, she took me to a college fair when I was in first grade, and I didn't even know what it was, but it looked so interesting. Then fifth grade, I started asking about all the college coaches at the college fair and everything. It's just, I was like, I've been basically born just to, I was born prepared, really, for real, like by everyone around me and everybody who taught me everything. And just, they just prepared me for this. So,
how important is it for you with Ohio State right now, Christian, to get that vibe happening with Tim Walton, with Perry Eliano pretty quickly? I mean, obviously that's, you know, everything is about relationships. In your mind, is there like a window of opportunity for them to get in touch before things shut down? I mean, before you say, hey, okay, I got to move on. Like, what is it that you look at and say, this is what needs to happen here?
Really, just it's a bunch of opportunities, actually. It's just waiting, just basically just want to talk to them, get to know them more, like how I got to know Coach Coons. And just, I just got to get to know them more. And I know I will like them because, yeah. So.
Yeah. If you had the opportunity to sit down and write out the rest of the story for you, the rest of your recruitment, do you see yourself taking 5 official visits in the spring? You wait to the summer, you doing an announcement at an All-American game? I mean, how do you want this to go from here until you make a decision?
Really, it's just commitment thing. I'm really patiently waiting just to commit. Me and my mom, we try to decide maybe January or March, maybe January through March or someday, because but I really just everything flipped, so I don't know really what to say. So
kind of just whenever the moment strikes and you know the right place, that's when you're jumping. There's no waiting, there's no pomp and circumstance, no carnival, nothing like that. Just when you know it's time to go.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That's the way it should be. I mean, as you guys, as the, you younger guys right now, this, I've never asked anyone this yet on the show, but I mean, you're as good a person as anyone to talk about it. If you look at the transfer portal and the way that it is affecting high school players, do you think that it makes it more important for you to commit right as soon as you know, because you don't know how many spots are going to be left at these schools?
Definitely, because really, when you know where you want to commit and where you want to go, that's definitely from God telling you where you should go, and that's the door He opened for you. So that's what I believe, that when I pick that college, I will go there because that's the door that God wants me to go through. So it's very important. So yeah.
Well, hopefully, as these next few weeks unfold, you get some direction as to which door that is, Christian. I know that, like I said, I've been getting to know you now for the last 2 years and wanted to really have an opportunity to have you on the show and give Buckeye fans a chance to know who you are a little bit more. So thank you very much for taking the time to join this episode of Bermanology on Let It Been Real. That's Christian Gray. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.